Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Create Your Excellent Life, we are going to speak about taking action to move your life along. Like many people who are entrepreneurs building their own businesses, especially solopreneurs, I'm a member of several different networking groups and associations. One of these groups that I belong to is a group called Live Your Legend, which was started by Scott Dinsmore a few years ago, where he had this idea that people had the right to create a life that worked for them, meaning working the hours they wanted to work, where they wanted to work, doing the things they enjoyed doing, using their talents and abilities to the best of their abilities to produce income. What an idea! And now there's over 100, I don't know exactly how many chapters he has all over the world, but they're all over the place, including Malaysia and Kenya, South Africa, as well as the first world countries, which is really saying something about his dream and making a dream come true. So last night, I was at the Los Angeles Live Your Legend meeting. It was really ironic that I thought I was going to be 45 minutes late, and I was exactly 10 minutes late, but I got there as the third person of six people, I think, that joined up last evening in this small and new chapter. Now, the interesting thing about Live Your Legend is that there's a way that people go about running these things. I don't know if Scott himself gives them ideas in terms of how to go about running the different meetings. However, we ran the meeting, we explained what we were doing, and at the very end of the meeting, we had to do something called an ask, A-S-K. That means asking for support in whatever it is that you're currently working on for your project and building your business, and it's also a way to hold us each accountable to the group for that which we're doing. Now, this is a very important thing, because at the very end of the meeting, when one of the participants had suggested that we do this ask, there was a woman there who is working with human resources departments, helping people to get projects done and get the right people recruited for the particular jobs that they have to fill, as well as helping older women who are fearful of technology learn how to, if not love their technology, use their technology to make their lives easier, which is the reason why we have technology in our lives. Interestingly enough, toward the end of the meeting, right before, the gentleman had suggested that we do the ask for what we need in order to help ourselves to do that which we have coming up next in our business. This woman had received a text saying that her friend had come in from out of town and that she was with another friend, and they were supposed to be going out to dinner. Now, she made a very important decision at that moment in time. Not only did she show up for the meeting, but she stayed for the meeting till its end. And the reason that was important was because she was able to ask for what she needed. Now, this is a woman who used to be a people-pleaser person. What is a people-pleaser? A people-pleaser is a person who'll do what they believe will please other people in their lives so as to not make conflict and to be liked and loved for what they believe that other person believes that they want from them. Because until unless you hear from them what they want, you can't really know. However, she is an admitted people-pleaser. And this was causing a problem for her in the human resource department work that she was hired to consult on because she was fearful of losing the job if she had caused too much, shall we say, tension or discord in terms of using the processes that she uses in order to have success filling the positions with the right people. Well, one of the people there was some form of a coach. I really couldn't understand what he was trying to explain in terms of how he helps people change their thinking. It isn't hypnotic technique, but it's something. I don't know. And he was getting to her limiting beliefs. And her limiting beliefs ran around scarcity, i.e., what happens if she loses her client and has no money coming in? Big problem for a solopreneur who might be on the margins as it is. And certainly a lifestyle that I know too much about myself, quite honestly, through my 13 years of being self-employed with all the ups and downs involved. However, people who go into entrepreneurship don't stick with it because it's easy. They stick with it because they have to. They don't fit in, shall we say, conventional work situations, or they don't want to fit in conventional work situations. They want to own their own lives instead of feeling owned by others. This gentleman was being a bit helpful, but he didn't really get to the essence of what her problem was really. I mean, they identified the problem as scarcity mentality, but he didn't do anything with her. That was the end of it. So I did what I normally do in these situations where I know I can clear something in 10, 15 minutes easily. I took out a business card. I challenged her to call me tomorrow, which was today, between the hour of 10 and 11. And in that hour, if she called, I'd be willing to do this work for her for free. Now, someone said, well, that's really smart. That's a way to get business. And I said, I'm not here to get business. I'm here to be supportive as we are here to help one another in the ways that we can based on what we're able to bring to the table. This is just about helping her overcome what she was brave enough to bring up as her issue. Well, lo and behold, she took the action and called me at 10:30 this morning. And we got on Skype together. We had to arrange all that because that wasn't done before. And I didn't have any of her contact information, and I wasn't going to go looking for it on the Facebook page or whatever. So she needed to get in contact with me. So she took accountability. She called me up. We got the Skype setup done, and we did the session. And in that session, she was able to relieve herself of three very important aspects of her personal mind processing that weren't working so well for her. The first was the scarcity mentality, being fearful of losing a client, because then what happens if you don't have enough money coming in? The second one was about asking for help when one needs it. And the third was people-pleasing mentality. Now, although the session admittedly took an hour to do, it took probably about 10 minutes to do the first process with her because I did three things at once, which, by the way, I've never done before. And it worked out exquisitely well, so I'll do that again. You see, when you practice, you learn how to do things better, faster, quicker, more effectively. So we got rid of those three things, and then I went back in there and I helped her to learn how to resolve a limiting belief. And that took 5 minutes for her to do. So in 20 minutes of active processing, she was done with her problem. And I actually took the time to give her the steps so she could do this anytime she needed to do it to get rid of her negative emotions or her limiting beliefs. Now, her homework from me for giving her this process, or these two processes, was that she needs to put up there on the members page for our group that she actually did this and what she got from it, what it felt like. And then I asked her to please hold the rest of the group accountable to doing those things that they said that they would do for their accountability partner. So if they said they were going to get contact information to that person and they didn't do it yet, well, guess what? They better take a stand and do it. Also, to let them know that when you do take a stand and you ask for the things that you ask for with heart and soul and follow through with it, you can get amazing results just for that asking. That's a very important lesson in and of itself. And also, when she was doing the work with me, I made it really clear to her that if she did any people-pleasing behavior with me, I would terminate the call and that would be the end of it. Because people who people-please have to understand that people-pleasing when you're trying to do transformational work, such as the work that I do is, it's not about pleasing me. It's about agitating the things that are problematic, getting them to the surface, getting your positive learnings off of them, reframing it so it works better for you, and letting it go. If you're people-pleasing me, I can't do anything for you because we're not dealing with the issues that are there. So we need to deal with the true issues. She was really fast. She was really quick. She was totally engaged. And I also gave her the homework that if right before she went to sleep tonight, she asked her unconscious mind exactly what she needed to write so she could sit down and automatically, or actually automagically, she loved that term, by the way, write it up very simply and easily, just with a little bit of edits and maybe spelling errors, you know, correct that before she posted it. It would all be done for her very automatically. It will be very interesting to see how this comes out. I'm sure she will do it. She said that she couldn't do it today. She'd do it by the end of the weekend. And more importantly, it will be interesting to see if the Live Your Legend group that I was in actually is willing to be accountable to themselves and to each of the people in the group that they promised things to, or if they're just full of shit, really. Because you see, a lot of times, and I pointed this out to this particular woman as I was working with her, people will promise things or they'll hedge their bets. They'll say, well, you know, I have to know that if it's a good match before I do an introduction, or, you know, I'll get back to you with ABCD. 95% of the time or more, people never get back to you with squat. And that's another lesson. I gave her the card. I gave her the time frame that I was open to do this with her. I told her I was super busy today because I am. And yet I made the time for her because I really like her. And I told her that when I was talking to her. No, I really liked her. I loved the way that she welcomed me when she walked into the group and she saw me sitting there. She was very happy and positive about seeing another woman there and seeing me again because we had met last 2 months ago at the last Live Your Legend event that Adam, the group leader, had put on in his apartment. We had like 15 people there. It was amazing. And because I felt warm feelings toward her because of that opening, I was more than happy to help her out in any way that I could and also show her how she could help herself going forward. This is miraculous things that can happen when you have the guts to ask someone. Interestingly enough, when she was doing the work with me, what she realized was there was never a time when she asked for money, help, assistance on anything ever, no matter how badly she needed it or how much money or time was involved, when she was ever given a no. She could think of none. N-O-N-E. And before we'd done this process, she was so worried about the time between asking and getting an answer. And yet, she knows that because of the good work she does to help other people to become free, in this case, the technology people most especially, who are fearful of it, that the world is there to help her out. Because she's in integrity, and she has her heart of gold. And she's following her intuitions. And she's cool anyway. She's like a really great person. I'm really glad that she's in my life now, and I'm even happier that I'm able to help her. And that's the thing. If you ask someone with the right approach, because you're doing something meaningful, then no one's going to withhold something they can give to you because people love to help other people. It helps them feel good for the giving. And it's not like you have to give it back equally to that person. What you're going to do is give it back to someone else who needs you more, or you might give it back to that person at some later date. It really doesn't matter. And that was another learning for her as well. The most important thing for you to take away from this particular experience that I'm sharing with you is to stop people-pleasing. Abundance comes when you're willing to ask for whatever it is that you need in your life to make your work work and make your life work, knowing that you're coming from your heart and your soul, doing things to help make the world better for your having been in it and a part of it, and realizing that no one does anything of any value alone. And if you're really smart, you'll be like Edison and Ford, where you're going to get people who are smarter than you helping you with those areas that you need assistance with. And in my case, I don't hire any clients who are, well, let's say they need to be brighter than I am. And I tell them that up front. You know, I don't work with crap. I work with people who are smarter than me, who can teach me a lot so that I can use what I learned from their experiences working with me and the things that they find and learn to help other people in similar situations. And they also become metaphors that I can teach with. That's why I like to live my life. I mean, you might have a different idea, but I would suggest that you hang around really bright people who are accomplishing a lot of really important things and let go of those people who are basically spouting crap out their butt and they have absolutely no way of proving what they've been able to do, and people who are judgmental, and people who pretend to care, but they show they don't care because they're overprotective of what information they have instead of freely giving it. If someone's not willing to freely give the information to help you do what you're here to do, drop them and go find people who understand that the only way that we can make the world better for having been here is to be able to share our resources. That means the people that we know, our techniques, our tools, whatever it is that we have, so that other people can run forward and really set their souls free to live their purpose on purpose. Because my goal in all of the things that I do and all the people that I interact with is very simple. It's to set souls free to live their purpose on purpose. And when you do that, you have happier people who are creating happier relationships, which brings happiness to the people in their world, with more productivity, fulfillment, and joy. And what could be better than that as a way to live life? Other than taking your time off from your work and playing hard and doing those things that you really want to do, like for me, traveling the world and having a whole bunch of really cool experiences, many of which are on my website, actually. So let me know how this is working for you. If you're afraid to ask people, give yourself a deadline of like within the next couple of days of listening to this, like 2 days, to go ask somebody for something that you really need. And I don't care if it's $1,000, $5, or if it's to help you with a website or to help you to do a project funnel or to help you move. Whatever it is that you need help with in your life or in your business, go ask. And you're going to find that people will be there. And if they're not there and they're making excuses, that is an indication you need to drop those people out of your life. They are not worth your time, your effort, and your emotions. Go find people who believe in you and want to see you grow and be the best that you know how to be so that you can be a force of change and transformation and health and happiness in this world. Because as far as I'm concerned, that is us doing our Creator's work. Channeling what we know, channeling our resources to make the world better for our having been here. At this time, I would love to introduce you to a fantastic woman whose purpose is to inspire and empower others to be of service to humanity in a loving and caring manner while achieving their aspirations with integrity. Her name is Alicia Lawrence, and she has a podcast called I Live to Inspire. She also has a web blog where you can read the content. She says that everyone has their own definition of success and freedom, and she is moved to inspire you to get there by sharing her journey with you, called The Alicia Lawrence Show, I Live to Inspire, which you can easily find on Stitcher.com and iTunes. You love her warm, comforting Jamaican voice. If you'd prefer to read the content, go to her website at http://ilivetoinspire.com/podcast/. You will truly enjoy and learn much from what she shares with you.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.